This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The motive in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin remains a mystery. The 15-year-old girl shooter killing two, six others hurt before she took her own life.
They're going through her social media trying to figure out her ideology. They say it had neo-Nazi leanings. She was celebrating mass shootings and that she, posted a photo indicating, a celebration of white supremacy. So, again, it's very early in the investigation, but they're just trying to use every puzzle piece at their disposal.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Madison, Wisconsin. Here in New York City, a grand jury indicted Luigi Mangione for first-degree murder with a terrorism enhancement in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare chief exec. Prince Chengxiang recalling 541,000 Fortune Tormenta and Prince High Country snow tires, but they don't have sufficient traction to handle heavy snow conditions. This is ABC News. The Federal Trade Commission says the junk fee rule will go into effect in 4 months. It'll require hotels, vacation rentals, and live events to disclose any fees up front when they list the prices. FTC Chair Linda Kahn said people deserve to know what they're being asked to pay. The Library of Congress adding 25 movies to the National Film Register.
The registry includes films the Library of Congress deems culturally, historically, or aesthetically important. This year, Beverly Hills Cop makes the list.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life.
Other 80s movies now on the registry include Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
And Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
This is Kelly!
From 1962, The Miracle Worker, about Helen Keller and her teacher.
She knows!
The oldest film added this year, a silent Edison short from 1895 of a woman dancing in a flowing dress. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We're very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football. More players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries winding down here in the overnight. Northwest winds and lows of the lower 20s. On Wednesday, we'll start off the day with cloud cover, but eventually turn it sunny. Highs reaching the mid and upper 20s. Northwest winds will be on the breezy side. It's 30 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Is there a Christmas song that makes you cringe every time you hear it? The Chipmunks, maybe? What about that Mariah Carey tune? We review the weirdest and most annoying holiday tunes of all time. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. A constitutional convention. This is the New York Times writing about this. Keeping Democrats up at night is the possibility of a constitutional convention where conservatives would, controlling Congress, could control the convention and basically, write into it. All kinds of stuff, the absolute right to own guns, the absolute ban on abortion. Corporations are persons, my friend. Money is not bribery when you give it to politicians. It's free speech, et cetera. I mean, fill in the blanks. If you want to raise taxes, it takes a 2/3 vote of Congress to raise taxes. You can cut spending, though, with a simple majority. I mean, these are all things that have been proposed by you have to have a balanced budget. And if you don't have a balanced budget, then there are automatic cuts to Social Security and Medicare and whatnot. These are all things that have been proposed by Republicans in the past. And the concern, now, under the Constitution, if 3/4 of the states, there's two ways to amend the Constitution, and one starts in Congress with 2/3 of the House and Senate, and then going to 3/4 of the states. That's how every single one of the amendments to the Constitution has passed. But there's also this thing, this Article 5 convention. And there's this group that is, fairly well-funded. And it's a convention of states. Hang on just a second here. Let me... the conventionofstates.com is the website if you want to see the whole thing. This is the right-wingers who have been working for years to bring about this Article 5 convention. And, they're pretty upfront about it. There's some very wealthy people who are promoting this thing. And all they need is 3/4 of the states, 34 states, to sign on. Well, Republican lawyers think they've got this thing nailed because they're saying if any state ever called for a constitutional convention or even for an amendment to the Constitution that could be interpreted because of the language in their resolution could be interpreted as a call for a constitutional convention, even if it happened way long ago, that counts. And if you go by that logic, then they've already got 34 states. And the Republicans in the House and Senate, controlling both, with President Trump signing off on it, could call a convention and start taking apart and reassembling the Constitution starting next month. Seriously. And as I said, this is out of the New York Times. They point out, in California, Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, assuming it's Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, will introduce legislation on Monday that would rescind the state's 7 active calls for a constitutional convention. Some of these, by the way, go way, way back. He represents San Francisco. He says there's a strong possibility of a runaway convention. And he's very concerned. He said, I do not want California to inadvertently trigger a constitutional convention that ends up shredding the Constitution. Now, Jody Arrington is the guy who's leading this thing in the House of Representatives. He's a hardcore right-wing Republican from West Texas, and he's chairman of the House Budget Committee. And he's of the opinion that they now have enough states. You know, back in 2016, this is from the New York Times, since 2016, the year Mr. Trump was elected president the first time, nine states that had Democratic-controlled legislatures have been concerned enough that they have rescinded their decades-old requests for constitutional amendments. They feared they were leaving the door open for a Republican-led Congress and state legislatures to pursue a conservative revision of the laws underpinning national governance. Following last month's election, 28 state legislatures will be controlled by Republicans. But there's a bunch of democratically controlled states now that in the past have called for a constitutional convention. This is, again, from the New York Times. Quote, more than 34 states appear to have standing requests to change the Constitution, some dating back more than 150 years. Now, what Donald Trump wants to do, the reason he wants to call a constitutional convention, and the rationale that he will put forward, is that he wants to undo birthright citizenship. He wants to make it so that both your parents have to be citizens of the United States or you're not a citizen. And Erwin Chorominsky, who is the dean of the University of California at Berkeley School of Law, and is called and is frequently cited as one of America's top constitutional lawyers. He also wrote a book about, in fact, I believe we had him on this program a couple of years ago, Erwin Chorominsky. Yeah, he wrote a book about the Constitution. He's a very smart man. He says these concerns are very legitimate, that the Republicans might do this. In 2016, New Jersey, Oregon, and Illinois all passed legislation withdrawing their calls for a constitutional convention. New York also did. But there are, you know, a number of other states where they haven't withdrawn these yet. Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, they've all, you know, their legislatures have all had resolutions introduced to take back their applications. But all of those measures have failed so far. So keep an eye on this one. And if you want to see what the Republicans are up to and, you know, how fancy they are, you can go to conventionofstates.org. This is their website. And learn all about it as it goes. Meanwhile, no college degree, no worries. Gavin Newsom has your back. This is called leadership, right? Gavin Newsom is out there all the time in the public, talking about things he wants to do, talking about positive things. And that's like really important stuff. I mean, last night, Timothy Snyder was on Rachel Maddow's program, and she basically said, you know, how do we push back against this rising fascism that's happening in the United States? And he gave an absolutely brilliant answer, Timothy Snyder. He said, we need to have basically a shadow government. We need to have people who are speaking positively about America, what America could be, rather than just complaining about the direction that the Republicans are taking us. And that's the kind of stuff that Gavin Newsom has been doing for some time. It's why I think he's probably the leading candidate for president in 2028. And, you know, as Kamala Harris is trying to decide what she's going to do next, but she has completely abdicated any leadership role in the Democratic Party ever since she lost, which I think is just a tragedy. And frankly, a disaster for our country. So here's what Gavin Newsom is proposing. He's got a four-part program, a new career passport. This is a digital tool with academic transcripts, verified skills, and credentials earned outside the classroom that you can use to share with an employer to say, hey, this is why I'm so great. You should hire me. A statewide collaborative of educators, job training providers, and employers who would evaluate economic trends and workforce needs and align curriculum and funding to meet the demand for skills, which just seems like a common sense thing to do. He said high schools and colleges would offer more work-based learning, including internships and apprenticeships. Remember shop class back in the day? And wider access to workforce training and education, which, by the way, is one of the great things that unions do. But we only have about 11 or 12% union density in the United States. So, you know, having a state do this, big deal. Newsom also announced plans. This is, from the story in Yahoo News about this. Newsom also announced plans Monday to double the number of state jobs that will no longer require a college degree or other specific educational requirements in the state of California, state jobs. Currently, there's about 30,000 state jobs that don't require a college degree. He wants to make that 62,000 of the jobs available in California for state jobs. In addition, Newsom proposed a new initiative to help 30,000 military veterans turn their service experience into college credits. This is what leaders do. And, you know, I'm not Gavin Newsom's biggest booster. I have some concerns, but I also have a lot of admiration for this guy. Because he has been willing to get out there. He has been willing to speak out. He's been willing to take on Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and others. That's what we need. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So we've been hearing from all the media all over the place, we've got to do something about people shooting CEOs. What about our children?
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. And so remember a week or so ago when the CEO of United Healthcare got assassinated by Mr. Luigi? Now they're referring to it. They've turned his first name into a verb. They're saying he got Luigi'd. Yeah. And all over America, politicians were just crawling out of the woodwork to go on television and say, oh, this is a terrible thing, and this shouldn't happen. And, you know, these CEOs, they need better security, and we need to change our culture, and there's something wrong with America, and this is a sickness. And, oh, my God, they, you know, the guy was only worth $40 million, and, you know, it's... Etc. And he only denied health care to millions of people. I mean, you know, it's. Well, yesterday we had a 15-year-old girl shoot up another school. She apparently wanted to commit suicide and go out in a blaze of glory, take others with her, which is a story we have heard before, we've seen before. Sadly. And I mean, they're still trying to figure out all the details, and there's stories that, you know, she left behind this, you know, a diary or a manifesto or whatever, and maybe not. And, you know, but that's kind of all beside the issue. My question is, where are all those people who are on TV talking about how terrible it is the CEOs are getting shot? You know, the CEOs, they just need to be brave, right? These brave CEOs, they're willing to go out in public. But the risk of being shot, oh, my God, we should really respect these guys. What about our 10-year-olds? I mean, every school child in America right now is thinking, it could be me. And the Republican answer is, as J.D. Vance said, literally. When there was a school shooting during the campaign, J.D. Vance said, we need to get over it. Get over your outrage. Get over your concern. Forget about it. The gun industry owns the Republican Party, and the Republican Party owns America. Screw y'all. So what if your kids are being killed? It doesn't matter to billionaires. It doesn't matter to big corporations. In fact, big corporations are making a fortune selling these guns and manufacturing them. So as Vice President-elect J.D. Vance said, get over it. And why, by the way, is nobody on TV saying, well, you know, nobody was saying get over it about the assassination of Brian Thompson, but J.D. Vance said get over it about the assassination of school children. I haven't heard a single person point that out. What's with the double standard? Why is it that we care more about corporate CEOs, multimillionaire CEOs, than we do about 12-year-olds or 7-year-olds? Is it because they're rich? I mean, these kids were attending a private Christian academy, right? So presumably their parents had some money, but I doubt any of them were actually billionaires. What if a billionaire kid got shot up in a school? Would suddenly that be all over the news? Is that how warped our values have become? I suspect that's true.
Breaking news, the grandson of Jay Rockefeller was just killed in a public school, you know.
I'm not expecting to hear that, frankly, because billionaires don't typically send their kids to public schools. And the private schools they send them to are very rarefied and very secure. And many of them are not even in the United States. But what is going on with this country that we have just come to say, well, you know, this is just the price of freedom? When five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court said that the founders intended us to all be able to have weapons so that we could take out the government if we don't like it, we can kill our elected officials and we can, you know, defend our hearth and home. And therefore, it's an absolute right. I mean, this is a, Louis Brandeis said this is a fraud. One of the greatest frauds committed against the American people was this idea that the Second Amendment was to, you know, allow the average person to own a gun. The Second Amendment is about militias, like the National Guard. Those are the state militias. That's what the Second Amendment references. But, you know, the Republicans on the Supreme Court, they were like, you know, the needs of the gun industry, this is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it lavishes the GOP with hundreds of millions. It's probably, you know, lavished the Republican Party with over $1 billion in the last couple of decades. And so, you know, Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, well, you know, the needs of the gun industry are far more important than the needs of our school children. Screw the school children. None of these people even have school children. What has happened to this country since the Supreme Court, since five Republicans on the Supreme Court said bribing politicians is just free speech? And that allowed the gun industry to take over the Republican Party. How sick is this? And how sick is our media to treat it like, well, it's just another day. Another shooting, another day. Oh my God, a CEO got shot? Oh, hey, stop the cameras, hold the, you know. Yeah, right.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Values, my friends. So that's my rant. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The motive in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, remains a mystery. The 15-year-old girl shooter killing two, six others hurt before she took her own life.
They're going through her social media, trying to figure out her ideology. They say it had neo-Nazi leanings. She was celebrating mass shootings, and that she, posted a photo indicating, a celebration of white supremacy. So again, it's very early in the investigation, but they're just trying to use every puzzle piece at their disposal.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Madison, Wisconsin. Here in New York City, a grand jury indicted Luigi Mangione for first-degree murder with a terrorism enhancement in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. Prinks Chengshang recalling 541,000 Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country snow tires, but they don't have sufficient traction to handle heavy snow conditions. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter, we set the tone, we played great team basketball, we were moving the ball, guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football, more players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries winding down here in the overnight. Northwest winds and lows of the lower 20s. On Wednesday, we'll start off the day with cloud cover, but eventually turn it sunny. Highs reaching the mid and upper 20s. Northwest winds will be on the breezy side. It's 30 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
After taking Super Bearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day, because it's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get it, go to superbearing.com. And if you would like a 15% discount and to save even more on some bundles, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off and save even more on bundles is Tom, T-H-O-M.
Trade cocoa warms us, organic clothes.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. A second grader called 911 yesterday to report a shooting at school. Let that sink in, is what the police officer, the chief of police, said to the American public. Yeah, let that sink in. So what's on your mind? Kaylin in Chicago. Hey, Kaylin, what's up?
Hey, Tom, man, I am just so disappointed in Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the wisdom behind, you know, you wanting to appoint someone who has experience and whatnot. Like, I would have happily accepted Joe Biden as president. Like, I still would have taken him over Trump any day, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, I feel like there's a difference between being wise and just being stubborn. Because, you know, I keep looking for someone who's going to have our back. I mean, I'm a millennial. And, you know, we kind of grew up in the age where, you know, Reaganism was just, like, flourishing. And it's hard to feel like people are fighting for us, you know?
I get it. Jerry Connolly is not even on social media. He doesn't have a Facebook account. He doesn't have any social media accounts. He's 74 years old. And this is the guy who's going to lead the new Democratic Party? Seriously? I mean, not literally leadership of the party, but, you know, he's the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee now. And I'm just aghast. I'm just shocked, frankly, Kaylin.
Same. Especially because, you know, she was the one going to bat for Kamala Harris and for Joe Biden stepping down. And, you know, I remember there was an interview with her just asking her for a comment at the DNC, like, hey, Joe Biden's kind of mad. You made him step down. How do you feel about this? And she was like, well, you know, sometimes you got to take one for the kids. And I'm like, hello, did you forget?
Yep, exactly.
We're still taking one for the kids, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, my next question is, I don't know if you know anything about this No Kings Act that Chuck Schumer had allegedly brought, I feel like a long time ago. The only thing I can find about it on the Congress website is that it was read twice. That's all right. I can find.
I think it constrains the power of the presidency. I just don't recall the details of how.
Yeah, I thought it was something he brought up to prevent Trump from his abuse of power.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've not heard anything about it. I just wanted to know if you did.
You know, I remember when he introduced it. I remember talking about it on this program. At that time, I knew what the details of it were. Apparently, I wasn't all that impressed because I don't recall the details now. But you're right. It never got anywhere. So it's a dead issue now. As
dead in the water then. All right. Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate what you do.
Sure enough. Thanks, Kaylin. Appreciate the call. Randy in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I'm talking about your report on the Oversight Committee election, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here with most of your listeners, but the lack of imagination and the stodginess of the leadership of the Democratic Party is going to be our death knell.
I think it already has been.
I think so, too. I told your screener, I'm a 61-year-old straight white man. I lived through the civil rights movement. I watched, you know, what I thought was going to be a progressive America. And now I'm just, you know, I'm tired of all these people older than me with no imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's weighed in on the loss of Vice President Harris, various reasons and whatnot. But I think going into the midterms, if we don't shift our focus toward a younger leadership, we're not going to get the boost that we're hoping for.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree, Randy. And And younger can mean 60, by the way, because we're talking about people in their 70s and 80s.
Well, I know, and if I didn't work on the road all the time, I would be much more active in my local Democratic Party, but I'm constrained by that.
I get
it. I would like to encourage everyone to follow your advice and get on that phone and call the leadership. Call and tell them your concerns because, they hate getting those phone calls.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know if there's some other committee assignments that AOC might qualify for, but this is a woman who really deserves and if we want a future for the Democratic Party, needs to be elevated into the ranks of leadership in the Democratic Party and needs to have, high profile positions where she can really take names and kick ass, which she can do. Jerry Connolly, Jerry Connolly's done really good over the years in Congress, and he's been very outspoken. But hey, it's time to pass the torch. It really is.
Just look at Jasmine Crockett too. I mean, there's a deep bench in the younger members of our party.
That's right.
We need to tap.
I agree. I completely agree. This whole idea of passing on committee leadership. Yeah, Jerry Nadler was good enough to say, okay, I'll step down. I'll step aside. It's anyway. I'm repeating myself here. Randy, thank you for the call. Spot on. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Judge Rashan surfaced yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He told Trump to go screw himself.
Yeah, he did. It was just so great to hear from him. And so this is good news for us, and maybe it's pointing to a not too far distant time when he will sentence Donald Trump.
Yeah. Trump is going to try and get this to before the Supreme Court as quickly as he can because he does not want this on his record. And, I think that there's a possibility that he'll actually accomplish that in the next year or so. But he is, when he gets sworn in, he is going to be America's first convicted felon president.
Yeah. Boy, that raises the issue of immunity again, and I just think it's unlawful and unconstitutional.
I agree.
You don't feel quite so strongly as I do, but
I absolutely do. And the thing that, and the other, this is another major press failure. What Donald Trump was convicted of was rigging an election. He was convicted of election fraud. That was the basis of it. Was that, he was paying off Stormy Daniels so that people wouldn't find out, so that he could win an election in 2016. And it worked, by the way. And nobody ever mentioned it. They say, he was convicted of paying off Stormy Daniels. But then they don't say why. Why did he pay her off? So he could win an election. This is election fraud by Donald Trump. And it's crazy. Larry, spot on. Thank you very much.
Wait, don't go, Tom. Be sure that you follow up on the three hedge funds that control all the newspapers. We'd love to hear about that.
Okay, it's not, it's easy to Google. You can track it down real easily, Larry, but thank you for the call. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, the news media has been infatuated with these drones over New Jersey, which I hope the federal government will hopefully finally clear up today.
Well, it seems like a lot of them are just hobbyist drones, aircraft.
Well,
Trump says go out and shoot at them,
that's crazy.
Somebody flying a small plane over and they get shot at. I mean, that could be really messy.
Yeah, but basically, I think the original issue was simply lack of cloud cover.
Yeah.
Because when there is no cloud cover, you can see aircraft at cruise altitude, which is 33,000, 43,000 feet.
Yeah.
And at night, you can't, the only thing you're going to see is lights. But, I've been trying to say, I was at a political event on Sunday, and I was talking to a senior Department of Transfer. I said, you guys should be doing it, not the FBI. This isn't a criminal matter. This is more of a scientific matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you basically, and they basically need better detection. They are getting radars, but I was a Department of Defense analyst for 36 years. I'm retired now, but we have cameras that are controlled by radar, high speed. It will give you absolute definition of what you're looking at. It gives you range, it gives you altitude, it gives you velocity.
Right.
And those are the three things you absolutely need, because at night, you basically have no depth perception at night.
Yeah, you mistake how far away things are. Your point is well made, Mike.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, radar is not sufficiently sensitive to pick up a drone that is...
low altitude, of course not. Yeah.
Or not even low altitude to pick up a drone, period. I mean, you know, it takes a fairly large chunk of metal to reflect back, a signal that radar can pick up. And most radar is actually, you know, the sensitivity is dialed back somewhat because really what they're looking for are transponders.
Yes. Right. Well, because you also don't want to have ground clutter. That's why it's dialed back.
Yeah, my point.
And, you know, sure. Yeah. It's dialed back to avoid ground clutter. That's why you have that special type of equipment. You just can't use regular air traffic control radar. You can monitor the aircraft.
Right, and that's why if you're flying, if you're in general aviation, I'm a private pilot. If you're flying a small plane, you've got to have a transponder, and you're squawking, VFR general aviation. But this is the law for that reason. But I think that there's a hell of a lot of hysteria. I think this is just the moral panic of our day, and the press is just hyping it up because, hey, eyeballs, advertising, yes.
Right.
Mike, I got to run. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
See you,
son. Good talking to you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So Donald Trump says he's a fan of the polio vaccine, but he doesn't like mandates. If you want to stop polio, you got to get everybody vaccinated. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabach.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabach. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We've seen the warnings, the lessons are clear. Leaders must lead when the crisis is near. Not with silence, but with action bold. The fight's not won by staying cold. Trump's machine spins lies every day. While truth gets lost in the games they play. It's not the reality, but what people believe. That shapes the choices they choose to weave. Who will fight for America's future? Who will stand for
America? 51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries recently said that the Republicans had made broken promises. But I kind of reposted back to him that it's really the Democratic Party since Clinton, Obama. I love Marable Brandon, but as far as broken promises, five countries, categories of countries, worldwide ratings, and amazing, America isn't in any of the top 10. You know what's amazing about that? America isn't in any of the top 10. And then minimum wage and our education program. Safest countries, Finland, Hong Kong, Singapore, Norway, and go on. Highest quality of life, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, goes on. Best for children, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Canada, goes on. Best for health care, Luxembourg, Singapore, Switzerland, Japan. And if our minimum wage had kept up with inflation since the late 1970s, it would be over $24 an hour.
Yep.
And in Denmark or the United States, a McDonald's employee earns $9 an hour on average. And the Big Mac costs $5.81. In Denmark, a McDonald's employee earns $22 an hour, has 6 weeks of vacation, a paid maternity leave 1 year, life insurance, pension, and a Big Mac is a dollar less at $4.82. And finally, our education program. Internationally, the U.S. ranks 125th for literacy, 54% of Americans between 16 and 17, 74, read below sixth grade level. And Hakeem Jeffries says the Republican Party has broken promises. I think that we need to look inward. It's more than just them.
I agree, Dave. And you know, back in the 80s when Limbaugh started his program, he was going after the Republicans for not being truly conservative, for not really, you know, being what he wanted. And here we are. The Republicans are what Limbaugh wanted. The Republicans have turned into a fully fascist party. I think that, you know, we need to be going after Democrats right now to say, go back to your FDR roots. Go back to, you know,
I agree.
You know, because the Republicans went back to the Confederacy. I mean, they're back to the values of the old Confederacy. And, you know, the Democrats need to go back to the values of Franklin Roosevelt. Ironically,
That's why I love Malibu Brandon, which represents the strength of Brandon in the compassion of
Yeah, you're talking Joe Biden. Joe Biden has done a great job. He's been a great president for the United States, other than his ability to communicate, which where he's just been a failure.
Yes, in Gaza.
Yeah, I'll give you that, too. Dave, thank you for the call. Yeah, that was a great list. Kathleen in Topanga, California. Hey, Kathleen, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. So many calls today are regarding the messaging and from the Democrats. And I've been thinking about this a while since the election. Number one, you know, even Dino Vidal yesterday talked about Kamala Harris being, you know, not out there at all. It's kind of like just went into the sunset like Al Gore did and Clinton after they lost their elections. And I really think she needs, I think at this point she needs to be out there.
I agree. She said, hey, this guy's a fascist. And then he got elected and she's like, well, I guess not. Really?
Yeah. And even the last, you know, statement she made at her concession was that, I see her website, the fight's going on. And we're, you know, obviously they need money for their possible, you know, bills from the campaign. But but the thing is, if they're not getting out there, she could be a happy warrior Kamala and at this point and really use her talents like she did in the debate.
Yep.
I mean, every time he puts out a new person for the cabinet, she could say, what did I tell you? You weren't listening.
Yep.
You know, he said he didn't didn't know anything about Project
2025. And she's a hell of a lot more articulate than Biden, and she can command the national platform as vice president. Absolutely. I completely agree, Kathleen. We're watching the Democratic Party just bend the knee, and it's horrifying.
And I don't know who's listening. I don't know how we can break through it to this. You know, I don't know. I come from an advertising, albeit art background. But, you know, it's almost like malpractice here, the PR and advertising people who are running this. I mean, they're
it
not.
It absolutely is.
I mean, I was just thinking, I can see banner ads. You weren't listening when I told you, or I told you so.
Exactly.
Or do something with performance art to get the, you know, I hear the music. But
exactly.
Performance art, maybe.
Yeah, no,
in front of, you know,
you are absolutely right, Kathleen. And thank you. So I got to run now. Thank you so much for the call. Spot on. Up next, Dr. Eric Feigelding will be with us for the next 30 minutes to talk about public health and where we're at and what's with these new viruses and what can we expect. And then I'll be back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bomb strapped to a scooter detonated in Moscow, killing Russian General Igor Kirillov and an aide. Ukraine says, yeah, we got him.
Kirillov, the highest-ranking military officer to be assassinated in Russia since the war began, killed just miles from the Kremlin. He was in charge of Russia's biological, chemical, and nuclear protection forces. Ukraine claiming responsibility, calling the general a war criminal and legitimate target, charging him with using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Just three more days until a government shutdown. Congressional negotiators unveiled a stopgap bill designed to keep the bureaucracy going another 3 months. It would provide more than $100 billion for hurricane and other natural disaster relief. Madison, Wisconsin's police chief said his mass shooting that left two people dead appears to be a combination of factors. This is ABC News.